Blog Talk Radio.
Concern it. Why don't you listen and learn? That once was strong,
but you see,
even that's turned wrong. Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten?
Who put you on this earth, huh?
Who brought you out proud?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Hey! Tuesday's edition. It seemed like I blinked my eyes and Tuesday is here, man. I'm telling you, Miss T.
What's happening?
I think we wishing these days by too fast, man. We need to slow down a little bit. You know what I mean? I can't even remember if I enjoyed my weekend or not. Did you enjoy yours?
Oh, absolutely enjoyed mine. No grandbabies once again. So, yes, indeed.
Girl, you started all type of trash on Thursday, just to let you know. It seemed like I had this Kwame Brown conversation all dag blank weekend because of you. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh. Oh, man.
Oh.
And I forgot to send you them daggone videos. I forgot. I must make sure I send them to you today, though.
Now, you think I ain't been on? I'm curious. Everybody I talked to wanted to talk about the Kwame Brown thing, and I was just like, "Oh,
I told
my goodness."
You.
That was Thursday show, man. That Thursday is over, dog. It was what a Thursday night, you know. Me and the fellas got together, and everybody wanted to talk about what the heck happened. And I'm just like, man, look here, I'm Kwame'd out. I'm Kwame'd out, for real.
I know that's
right. But no, it was a great weekend, beautiful weekend. Got to, you know, like I just say, spent a little bit of time with the fellas, and, you know, always spending time with my boo-boo, and, you know, my son. And my daughter called me this weekend and told me that, you know, she said I can't say nothing but y'all know me. I'm a broken toilet. I can't do sweet. She told me that her and her dude, you know what I mean, about the toilet at night. I could not believe it, you know what I mean?
You better work it out, honey. You better get your shoes on so you can walk down that aisle. That's what you better do.
You don't know. You don't know, girl. I'm ready to go to take me out a new bow tie and fresh suit,
oh, yeah.
A Duke suit. You know what I mean, for the occasion. I got to come right, babe. I got to come right. What about you? What you and
Sam
do this week? What you and my man do this week?
Man, we went up there and messed with them horses. Horses, and you know, just mess with the horses a little bit. Stayed to ourselves.
That's
did some little inside partying. That's it.
That's what's up. You know, I say every now and then couples need to do that. You know what I mean? Just to reaffirm y'all. Look, y'all. Just reaffirm y'all.
Absolutely. That's true.
All right. Well, I'm so glad to hear that. Glad you had a great weekend. And I hope you all, my listeners, had a beautiful, memorable weekend as well. Today on Tales Corner, we're going to talk week three of the NFL preseason. What teams do you think, not what the ESPN analysts and NFL Live and NFL Network, no, what teams do you think set themselves apart from the rest off of what you saw? We're going to get into the NFL roster cut down. They went from 80 to 53 at 4 o'clock today, y'all. And You know, some of these cuts are a surprise, and some of them we kind of knew they were coming, and some of them we just scratched our head about. We're going to talk about Tony Dungy and what has made him very unhappy with football. NBA trades and rumors and other happenings, you know, it's really not too much news on the NBA right now, thank God, you know. You know, if it's there, we'll find it. Because that's what we do.
Right.
Here, Sales Corner, especially Trees, you know. She's a look it up dog. You hear me? She be like, come here, dude. Where you at, dude? Okay, I see you over there hiding from me. That's what's up. So we're going to discuss all this and more and whatever come up off my head and Lady T's head. And guess what? Y'all see it. Here on Kills Corner. We're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, y'all. My bad, y'all. I forgot how long that intro go, but I'm telling you, once you got started, I could stop it. I love that song too much. Week three of the NFL preseason. What did I learn? What has it taught me? I learned that Harbaugh, the coach of the Baltimore Ravens, is a whore. I'm serious. And you know what? I hate to make light of the situation, but everybody else around the league trying to finish out their roster, see who's going to be on their team, who's not going to be on their team. This Bama decides he wants his number ones, his starters in the game. And because of that, they have now lost their starting running back for the season. So, Harbaugh, all I got to say is, how was that victory now? How was that victory to you? Was it really worth it? You want to maintain the preseason record, which absolutely means crap. It means nothing. But, you know, Take your little 20-piece nugget and go ahead and enjoy it. Get you some sweet side sauce and dip that. Go ahead, Tree.
I don't think him playing him in the first quarter. The guy got hurt in the second. The second play of the first quarter of the game. So I don't think it really had anything to do with him trying to win. I just think he wanted to see what he can do. Just like a lot of teams play. I mean, you know, they played their starters. We played our starters. Kansas City played their starters. Tampa Bay played their starters. Arizona played their starters. Jaguars played their starters. Jets played their starters. I mean, a lot of teams played their starters. I mean, just because they're starters, that don't mean they can't play preseason. Like, I don't get it. I don't get what you're trying to make two, like one and one make two. Like, one don't have anything to do with the other.
Let me ask you a question.
Wait.
Normally in game three is when your starters would play the whole game or the majority of the game, correct?
Yes.
Well, you don't have this was your game three right here, which is also your game four. So your last preseason game two, I can understand if you sent everybody out there. That would be understandable. But game three, the game that is meant throughout the league as a setup. Now, granted, some teams did play their starters, as you just named. But if you look across all 32, you have more teams who did not. You have more teams who played their Walmart guys than their starters. And that is because they did not want to lose what they had already set as their roster. They were just looking for practice squad guys and the extras. That's it. And to sacrifice... To sacrifice that young man like they did, I feel like that was wrong. I feel like that was wrong, and Harbaugh shouldn't have taken that chance like that. He shouldn't have. I'm sorry.
You can easily say that, but it was the second play of the whole entire game. Like the second play, he got hurt. So that tells me, if we all was walking down the street and you tripped and you the only one that tripped, then that was an accident. You know what I mean? Like, it's like he didn't intentionally send him out there knowing he was going to get hurt or thinking he was going to get hurt. It's a game. It's a preseason game. Everybody should play preseason games. Even Dak.
Right.
I think they did such a disservice to him as far as not letting him play. Like, you putting these kid gloves on these people. Like, no, because as soon as they get in, something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. So them putting him out there, I didn't think nothing of it, that they put him out there. I didn't think he was going to play the whole game, but I didn't think he was going to get hurt either. So that's just one of those when you're the head coach of a football team. That's just
that,
it.
To them, I guess it was worth it
to put him out there.
It was.
I mean,
if he had all over.
You asked me a question, and I'm just giving you my honest opinion.
Okay. Well, no, you're giving me the opinion that fits what you're saying. Because
giving you my honest opinion. That's my opinion.
We both know if Harbaugh had any inkling that this was going to happen, Dobbins would not have been in that game. He wouldn't. If he had any I agree with you. You listen to what I'm saying. I agree with you that he had no inkling. He didn't know. I agree with you on that. But what I ask you is if he could go back, meaning the injury has already happened, and he could redo his situation he would have done it different. He wouldn't have lost his best running back for the whole season over a preseason game. He wouldn't have. You see,
but
when,
we don't know
when,
that.
When,
we don't look.
You know, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Because
no, we don't care. Because you giving up a hypothetical. You giving us a hypothetical about something that already happened. So we already know. Listen, we already know it happened. So now you want us to go back and say, if he can do it all over again, would he do it? Everybody gonna say no because we know he got hurt. Like, that's dumb to even say that.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's true in nature.
Okay.
It's true in nature to say that. And because
no,
when Jackson got sacked, when Jackson was sacked twice, he took him out of the game immediately.
He didn't get the chance to do anything. It was the second
you know
of the game, Kim. It was just that he didn't get a chance to take him out.
Did not want to lose him as well. Because he did not want to lose him as well. Stand serious.
No, you got it because, I mean, because what I'm saying is, if anybody, if I knew my granddaughter, right, ran into this wall, and now she got a big gaping hole in her forehead, and then D'Artagnan come home and say, babe, if you could do that over, but we can't. We can't do it over. That's not the whole thing. But okay, let's go with it. If you could do it over, what would you do different? First of all, I wasn't
updated. So we can't talk hypothetical now. What you're saying is all hypothetical conversations out the window. I mean, is that what you're saying?
I don't know what you're asking me because
I'm asking you all hypothetical situations out the window. It's no longer a possibility.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you giving up a hypothetical on something that already happened. You can't do that. You can give up a hypothetical, like say hypothetically, if I'm going through this door, what's going to happen to me? You can say something like that, or if I walk hypothetically, if I fall and bust all my teeth out of my mouth, X, Y, Z is going to happen. Something like that. But you can't say hypothetically what something happened that already happened.
Yes, I can. I can say.
Listen, what I'm saying to you is,
let me finish.
You can cut me off.
I mean, because you just told me three different ways I can't say it. You gave me three different definitions as to why I can't say it. And I'm just trying to give you one as to how I can.
You can say it because you can.
If I see you walking and you step on a banana peel and you fall and bust your teeth out, like you said, I can say to you, Treat, if you'd have never stepped on that banana peel, you would have never got hurt. You would have never failed.
That's not the same thing. That's not the same thing. You're telling me two different things, Kale. Hypothetically, all right.
Because
if I'm walking down the street, like the thing that you just said, if I walk down the street and I bust my fall on the banana peel and bust my teeth out of my mouth, and then you come back and say, well, Treece, if you don't step on the banana peel, you won't fall and bust your teeth. Right? That's what you're saying, right?
No, you word playing now. You word playing.
No.
If you would not have stepped on that banana peel, you can have that one, Kim.
You can have it.
All right, let's go to my man, 50 Chef. What's up, Uncle Murray?
I'm your Huckleberry. Look.
Go ahead.
I have to, if it had been like the second series or the second quarter and he was still in there, I would say, what was Harbaugh thinking? But the second play of the game, that could have happened to anybody. You know, So I mean, it makes what she's saying to me, and like she's saying, in my opinion, what she's saying makes sense, because it wasn't like he was like, okay, I ain't going to put my starters out there, but I'm going to put you out there to see if you're going to get hurt. You know, that makes no sense at all. It's the second play. I'm just saying, it's the second play. He got hurt. I'm sure if Seattle could go back now, they wouldn't have thrown that pass at the end zone. They would have ran Marshawn Lynch and won back-to-back Super Bowls. We all could go back to if I would have, should have, could have.
Right, and that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's always a if or if I can do it this way instead of that way. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's the hypothetical, though. That's the hypothetical, because like she said, you can't go back and change what's happened. That's done.
Nope.
No, you can't. You can't. You can't. You cannot change what is already written in history. It's done.
And why was the banana peel on the street anyway?
Because it's the street. That's what happens on the street. You know what I'm saying? 240-501. Come on in. You all were killed on 501. I don't want to give you a whole number. Yeah, there you go. I'm mute yourself. Okay. Well, you can hang around. Let's go.
I was going to say, if your number's over 501, we're talking to you.
You know, let's go to Craig. What's up, Clancy? Now, there's only one class. I know I ain't looking at the wrong number. All right. Well, y'all got to take y'all phones off and mute. Because we coming around. Let's see what my man Lou got to say about it. What's happening, Lou? I know you here.
What's happening, Lou?
How are you?
All right.
Everything is everything.
Yeah, but I'll say one thing. A lot of people say they were surprised by Newton getting released. I'm not so sure about that, because I wasn't surprised. I knew he wasn't going to be the next Brady, so I'm not surprised he got released by the Patriots at all. I saw this coming, really. I really did.
Okay. Well, Luke,
I didn't think he was going to get released, but I thought he was going to end up being a second-string quarterback. I didn't think they were just going to release him like that.
Well, Belichick thinks differently than most coaches.
He got released because he didn't want to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
That's
right.
The real reason.
And that's something.
He didn't get released because of his performance. Let's just be clear. He didn't get released because of his performance. He got released because he didn't want to take the shot.
Yeah, I understand that. I know they were having that problem. But still, from what I saw on the field, he didn't hold up to the number one quarterback.
No, he didn't.
You talked for 30 minutes.
What'd you say? You want to be muted the rest of the show? 57? Is that what you said?
I just take me a nap, brother.
Oh. Hold on.
I'll just take me a nap.
This wasn't a topic. We're early on this topic. We wasn't supposed to discuss this now. But since y'all want to take it in this direction, we'll go ahead and discuss it. You know what I'm saying? And I have one question to ask. One question. Is this the fact that Cam Newton was cut, is it a violation of his human rights? Because I've heard that it was a choice, an individual's choice whether or not to get vaccinated. And because he didn't, like Tree just said, he was cut. Now, is that a violation committed by New England?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it all around. Lou, what do you say? But hold on.
A violation.
Tree, tell me why you say yes, Tree.
It's yes because that's his constitutional right. You can't tell me what to do.
Right.
I'm a grown person, first of all, not a minor. And you can't tell me that it's mandatory. Now you can come down and say it's mandatory for me to get the shot, and it ain't mandatory for nobody else to get the shot. Ain't nobody else stated the law or nothing. So if it's not mandatory, you can't now hold me accountable and say, well, since you're not vaccinated, and we all are vaccinated, and you're the only one that's not. I mean, I don't know if that's how it went, but I'm just saying, you can't now state that I'm in violation of the contract, because the contract nowhere says that I'm supposed to get a COVID-19 shot. So right. I'm going to need my check to be on time, right, whether I'm on your team or not. Mm. Make sure my checks keep rolling in, sir, please, and thank you, even though I'm not on the field. And I think he was he was wrongfully terminated, and he has a lawsuit, and I think he should file it.
But what say you, Lou?
Yeah, even though that, you know, you should get for your own safety, no, it's not a violation. I think he does have a case here. But in the long run, you know, you're going to be better off getting it, you know, because, you know, we're talking about your life here. We're talking about your safety here, and that's what I think they're more concerned about. So while he has a case, though, I still have to agree with, you know, with Belichick. I mean, Belichick is a tough nut to crack. You know how he operates. The old my way or the highway bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know about that, Luke. I don't know about that.
Right.
Because I think they were thinking team first instead of Cam first. I think they were thinking team first.
Huh.
Yes, Cam would be the one that would contract the virus, but they're thinking about the rest of the team and in the games they would have to forfeit. And everything that would happen
right
if they had to go down the road of Cam Newton becoming contaminated. Come on,
Mikhail, even though you go down that rabbit hole and say, for instance, he do get COVID-19. That is why you have Mac Jones. That's why you have a backup. That is why you have a backup, period, point blank. So, no, that's not good. He got a lawsuit.
Hey, remember we're talking about the team who had their evidence destroyed before they were ever judged by the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
So let's all keep that in mind.
You're right.
Come on, 57. What do you say?
Well, you know, I think it got to be more to it than what we know, because I don't know. I didn't know that the teams were. I thought they had you had two options: take the shot or get tested once or twice a week, as long as you did.
Yeah.
I thought you had those two options. Maybe he didn't have.
Right,
they didn't
right.
give him those options. I don't know. But as far as the vaccine goes, you got to think about the team. You know, because they can't rescheduling no games no more. If your team
right.
can't play, you just forfeit the game. That's the way it is. And, you know, and a lot of people can't take the emotions out of business and what's going
right.
on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But business
right.
still got to be played if you're going to play it, you know. So
right.
if Cam didn't want to
come. Down.
Yep. If Cam didn't, well, still, that's if he didn't want to concede to the standards that they wanted, then he is a part of that team. I feel like they had the right to do what they needed to do. If they released him, they released him.
Let's keep it real, 57. If Cam didn't want to conduct himself as a professional, every other professional went on and had this vaccine.
That ain't got nothing to do with being a professional.
Well, you know what, Kale? I didn't say it in those terms.
That's what I meant.
He didn't conduct himself as a professional. That's what he did not do.
Why, by saying I don't want the shot?
Either saying I don't want the shot or saying I'm not going to do any of that. So, but for some reason, they just got rid of him because of that. It had to be more than just he didn't want to take a shot. Got to be
but
more
that's
than
all
that.
They said. That's it. That's it. And his work on the preseason, He looked like the old Cam to me.
No, he didn't. I don't know what y'all are looking at.
I said to me.
Okay, I got you.
Did you miss
so
that
that's
part?
How we working now. Everything is according to what I. Okay, I got you. I gotta remember that.
Hey, no, wait,
no. I just gotta remember.
From you.
No problem. I just gotta remember.
From you.
You know what? We all look at the sky and see a different color, so that ain't nothing new. You know, everybody has their own opinion.
I didn't know that we had to designate.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I thought we already knew that.
57, you always say, in my opinion. You always say
always.
That. So cut it out. Cut it out.
Yeah, that's because y'all be looking for that.
Well, then we keep on doing
I'm not mad. I just keep forgetting I'm not with the experts. My bad.
There you go. Whatever you want to say.
But
you press the button
here.
With us non-professionals.
Woosah, baby. Woosah. Calm it down.
With us non-professionals. You ain't right in here with us. With us non-professionals.
Woosah.
All us non-professionals.
Woosah. Calm it down.
We're being rude to our caller, y'all. 638, come on. You're live. We're on Kale's Corner.
What's up, Kale? What's up, y'all?
What's happening?
What's your name, babe?
All right, this is Steve, you know.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Well, Mr. Popeyes, as they call me, because, you know. So, I'm related, you know. Cam Newton's my relative, right? So, you know, I'll get the story later on, you know. So, I think it's more to that. I think, you know, I mean, they wanted to go with Matt Jones anyway. I mean, that's not a secret, you know. So I mean, I think they didn't want to pay Newton all that money either. So, you know, so. Because, you know, if he would have made the team, they would have had to pay him that bonus. So they say, why pay him the bonus? Why they could go with Matt Jones and they could make it? But Matt Jones looked good. I mean, I'm not lying. He looked real good, you know, in the preseason.
Steve, you know,
against some Walmart players, I look good, too.
You know, Cam Newton only signed a $3 million one-year contract.
Yeah, but if he would made a roster, he would have made a $5 million bonus if he made the roster, you know, in the regular season. Because, you know, a lot of teams, you know, if you made the roster at the beginning of season, you know, like if you make the roster, you know, at the end,
I mean,
you
I
get
understand
a bonus.
I understand what you're saying, but all of the money that New England owed him, they paid him. So where's the bonus coming in?
Not all of it.
No, not
yeah.
all of it. No.
Yeah, not all
had,
of
no.
it.
Not all of it. He would have got just like if you look at the cuts today, it people say some of the cuts don't make sense. No. If you made the roster, you would have got a bonus. Like with New Orleans cut the running back, right? He would have made a $3 million bonus if he made the roster, you know?
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's at the end of the day, if you made the roster, you get a bonus. So, you know, you see a lot of teams say, well, let me cut this play. So you want to make that bonus, you know. So, Merry Christmas. So,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But Cam really didn't sign for a whole lot of money. He had a sentence in his contract. He signed for, like, the bare minimum for a quarterback that's been in the league for a long time. It wasn't even $5
million. That's what he just said.
Right.
He said $3 million.
Yep, I'm saying. But you said all the other money he was owed. He wasn't owed anything. He just had an incentive contract. If he made the team and if he did this and did that, he got more money. That's it. That was it.
That's what he just said. He didn't say nothing different.
All right, let's go to my man, Curb. What's up, Kirby?
Hey,
How's everybody doing? Y'all kicked that word professional around on this Newton thing. If he was a team player, he would have taken the shot. That's
just
my opinion. But Jones outplayed him. My question is, who's going to back up Jones?
Exactly.
You know, as far as the Patriots. But speaking about my Redskins, you know, I realize that I'm not at every practice, so I didn't get to see the training camp and all that stuff. But I feel bad about losing Moreland, the people's corner, because I mean, you know, he played his heart out, and I'm sorry that they didn't keep Barber. Because he was clutch on third and one. And I am happy that Reyes made the third tight end, and I'm happy about Patterson making the running back. So, you know, I got some disappointments and some happiness with the cuts down so far as the Washington Redskins. I didn't expect them to cut Montez. I was expecting them to cut Kyle Allen, but they cut Montez, and then I think Allen will be on the practice squad. I think we're only going to start with two active quarterbacks and not three, so that we can have that extra linebacker. But we just have to wait and see. But you know, being 74 years old, I try to stay young. You know, I read at a third grade level, and you know, watch a lot of stuff on about nature. I just found out you can get milk from bees. Yeah, they call them boobies.
Hold on one second. Let me say this. As far as Moreland goes, you're right. He paid his ass off. Yes, he did. But he was too small. He was too small. And I know we, most Washington fans, because I'm one of them. When I looked at him, all I saw was Daryl Green. All I saw was what Daryl Green brought to the table each game that he participated in. But it's a different NFL now. It's a different NFL. And if you notice, you don't have a whole lot of Jerry Rice size receivers. You got more of these big guys now with speed and length coming out. So you, as a defender, you have to be able to match that. As far as Peyton Barber, I'm sorry. Third down and one, yes, I'll give you that. He's good there. But Patterson also showed that he could be good there as he adds other elements to the offense that Barber just doesn't. Barber's not good at catching the ball out of the backfield. No knock on him, but that's not one of his well-to-do skill set. So when these cuts were made, they were made with the intention of, we need guys who can play a dual role. Now, we need them to play one role, specifically special, but dual role. And that is why Moreland was cut. And I hate that Moreland got cut because I love the man. Like I said, he reminded me of Daryl Green. But we can't go down. It's a different NFL now. You dig what I'm saying, Kirby? Kirby, you with me?
I'm trying to figure out which button to push on this phone, you know. I'm blind in one eye, and I can't see out of the other one.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. But can you relate to what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, I do, you know, it is what it is. I you know, like, I still trust our head coach and our defensive coordinator and our offensive coordinator Scott Turner. You know, I'm trusting this new culture and this new coaching staff. You know, I think we're going to be really hard to beat this year because of our top-ranked defense, and we got a lot of speed. We got a lot of speed there with these wide receivers, and all three or four of our running backs can catch the ball too. You know, so you know we're gonna be all right. I just hope that Ron Rivera bitch slapped Fitz and said, "Look, you don't throw into double coverage. You throw it away." And our defense will get you the ball back. So I don't want to see you throwing in the double, triple coverage and all them damn interceptions, okay?
Uh-uh.
Don't give the game away, okay? If it ain't there, it slap you again.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my goodness. Kirby has spoken.
Wait a minute, Kirby.
We're going to take a break on that one. 563-999-3782. Hey, Kirby talking square bill.
Yes.
Talking square beers to us, y'all, on a Tuesday over here on Tales Call the Tree. He's talking square beers. That's how about. I'm with you guys, man. A lot. Detroit cut linebacker Jaheim. Y'all forgive me if I say the name wrong. Jaheim Tiari or Tari, whatever his name is. Miami cut the center, Matt Stern, and quarterbacks Gilbert and Denoit were cut by them Cowboys, you know. There's a lot of cutdowns today, man, and that's only partial.
Well, it's the final day.
Right? Yeah, it is the final day, and I can't recall a cut day where there wasn't some surprise or some awe or why they do that moment with everyone, you know. I look at this New England situation with Cam Newton. You can't ask Cam to be your backup. Cam Newton is a born star, you know, in my book. And you know, Teresa and I was talking, and she said something that made a lot of sense, you know. New England should have cut Cam in the beginning of all of this. Give him an opportunity to go somewhere else and start. I mean, now if he does get signed by someone else, we're talking, what, a week?
Mm-hmm.
10 days at the most to get familiar or acclimated with the offense that team runs. And that's kind of unfair in my book. You know, when I think about it, that's kind of unfair to ask him to just catch on like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to 501. 240-501, who's this?
Okay, what's going on, bro?
What's happening?
You say Cook?
What's going on, bro?
Go ahead.
How you doing?
We talk about this Cam Newton situation, right?
Go ahead. Yeah, we talking about it. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. I don't know. A lot of people was backing this whole Cam Newton thing. I'm with Marvel Man to just say something about they should have let him go early on in August. Man, this whole season this year is going to be about getting rid of the old and bringing in the new for several teams. All right. These teams got to let go of people if they don't really want them. Stop trying to hold on to them, you know what I'm saying, just to prevent them from going somewhere else. Cam Newton's situation, I think he was done before he came back last season. I mean, I think that was a waste of time on New England's part. Go with the young boy, Mac Jones, and see what he do. He'd probably end up just like Justin Fields is up there in Chicago. Think Justin Fields is going to be a future Hall of Famer. Mac Jones probably will, too, if they give him a chance to actually learn the offense.
The only thing I disagree with is we all, as football fans, were totally neglecting the fact that Cam has had injury after injury, and he's older. And we expected to see the Cam Newton from 2015 and 2014, and he was just an older guy, and his age caught up with him, and it showed tremendously. It showed that he was an older guy. So I can go along with the whole fact that, you know, New England should have went ahead and put the man out of his misery early so that he could have time enough to join with another team. To hold him this late, this long, you know, like I say, you're only really going to give him 9 days at the most, because whoever signs him has to sign him first, and then we're talking about giving him a playbook and acclimating him to their system. It takes time to do that. It takes time to do that. So once again, New England made a move that I just don't agree with. I just don't agree with. You can cut him because it's your team, but you should have cut him early. You should have cut him early.
With everybody always saying, well, be loyal, be this, be that. Who was loyal to him? Who was loyal to Cam? They promised him they promised him that he was going to be the starter. They've been saying that this whole time. So who was loyal to him? So that's why when I see the players acting out and calling people out, and I want a new contract. I don't care. I'm all for it. I'm all for it because the teams aren't never legal. I mean, aren't never loyal to the players. It's just so lopsided. It's just so one sided with that. It's just so one sided. Well, and just like me and you was talking, they should have been cut Cam if they already knew they didn't want Cam. So once they got who they really wanted in the draft, cut them dead. That was the perfect time to cut them. We got the man we need. Bam, you gone.
And like it was just mentioned, at least if they had cut him like they should have, at least they would have had time to find a backup. Like I forgot who it was that said it, but who's going to back Mac Jones up? Who's their backup?
Right.
You know, because we know Cam Newton is not a backup. He's not. He's a starting quarterback, and until he proves and shows that he's not.
I would have kept him on
I think
on
he
my
is a backup
roster.
Quarterback.
I would have kept him on my roster until I found a backup quarterback. I would have kept him until I got another. I want to say nobody starting. I would just kept stringing him along. Everybody, just like they always been doing this whole time. And then I would have got me another quarterback, and then that would have been it. Boom, done.
You don't see no wrong in that tree.
I do. I see a lot of wrong in that. But I see a lot of wrong in what they're doing already. So what's add one more little inch to it. He can get two more checks.
I get it.
what's wrong? Yeah. Come on, no.
Stealing or murder, you're all going to hell, right?
You all going to hell. Absolutely.
Downstairs.
Look, and definitely don't attempt to murder somebody. You're going to get more time. You're going to be there a bit longer. So just go on and kill them and get over with.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I got to agree with you there. You know, Cam Newton don't want he didn't want the Band-Aid bulldog. He wanted you to rip it. Just rip it off and get it over. And like I said, once again, New England has got something that I just don't agree with. To me, it's just not cool to straighten that man on like that, and instead of allowing him the opportunity to sign on with someone else, really, really.
Because he would have been a great fit for y'all. He would have been a great fit for the Washington football team. I'm just saying. Y'all got Fitzpatrick. If y'all can trust Fitzpatrick back there, you could definitely trust Cam Newton back there. So that's all I'm saying.
Tree, you gonna stop with your shots, man. You gonna stop with your shots, man.
Hey, we got somebody up north y'all can have.
Who is that?
What did I say, bro? What did I say?
You talking about something? He'll be a good fit for Washington. No, he won't. And
we got somebody good for y'all. Jordan Love. We can send him down to y'all.
Who?
Who you say, Jordan Love?
Yeah, he's been a good fit for the Redskins.
57 said that.
Yeah.
No, 57 been quiet. I can't believe 57 ain't said nothing.
That one 57 talking?
No, uh-uh. That's Cliff.
Oh, okay, Cliff. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, no Cam Newton here.
Speaking
of
quarterback situation.
I'm telling you, if it was like the beginning of preseason and Cam was available, I guarantee you Ron Rivera would look into that.
No,
he would have been looking into that.
Huh? No, he was available.
Riverboat Ron would have been looking into that.
He was available before he signed with New England, remember? And Ron didn't even touch it with a 10-foot pole.
He was available for like 2 seconds. He was available for like 2 seconds, and then New England said we're gonna re-sign him. He ain't going nowhere. So no, he was available for like 2 seconds. That's it.
Cam put all the posts to say I'm far from perfect, but loyalty I deserve it.
He did.
Boy, don't you know New England ain't gonna man. New England ain't gonna get it though. No, not from New England. New England is loyal.
They're not loyal. That's the most disloyal team in the world.
Hmm. Well, no, I'm not going to say they're disloyal, but they're business, man. They're business. And like 57
said, that's not disloyal.
Sometimes decisions, they make you look in a way that you're not, but you are. You know what I'm saying? If you can follow me. You know, sometimes when you make that business decision, it's mm-hmm. not a choice for everybody. It's not one that everybody agrees with or go along with. But when you think about your team or your investment, you made the best decision for your team. So we can't be mad at them. We can't be mad at them. I agree.
Just a little bit. I can be mad just a little bit only because of the timing. The timing of letting him go. That's the only part that sees me off because they didn't give the man enough time to find a new job training on a job. Nothing. He didn't get nothing. He didn't get enough. He just got booted out. Bye. Have a good day.
Right.
Well, that's one thing we got to think about as football fans. We all got to keep that in perspective that at the end of the day, as much as we love our teams, to the people that actually own and run these teams, it's a business to them.
Yeah,
winning and losing,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really make a difference.
Absolutely.
Winning helps,
but Cliff, don't expect. Okay, so right, don't expect no loyalty from me either. Then, when it's time to resign and you really need me, I'm going over here to the whatever. So that can go both ways.
But see,
the thing about it is,
this is a different game. This is a different game that's being played.
Yeah.
It's not like it was when all of us was younger. It's just, the whole situation
that was a long time ago for some of us.
Yeah,
true.
But we have to admit the game is evolving. It's changed. And
into
those
the wrong
players, those players who are showing to or choosing to show commitment and dedication, I don't want to say anything bad about them or that they shouldn't because it's their own choice, but it's times like this that you need to think about when you're thinking about dedication or commitment. These teams aren't dedicated to you. These teams aren't showing a commitment to you, only on a certain level. Not a big level, not a huge level, but only on a certain level. So we need to keep that in mind when we're thinking about today's football and what it is. All right, we're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. Thank you, Tree. And when we come back, time for Tree to reveal those picks. Y'all talking about? Time to get
into it. Oh, my God.
In the crown just to shine on you suckers. Still told the Glock, bought it for the haters and the bus. Fuck probation if a nigga try to play me, I'ma bust him. I don't need no security, reaching for my jewelry. Get your niggas pop quick, feel full of hot shit. Fresh out the box, still hot, then drop six. Made a quarter meal in the pen, getting stock still. Haters wanna stop still, mad cause they not chill. Ball every summer so your baby mama drop still. You don't want
ASAP.
Yeah.
You ready, baby?
I'm ready. I know you ready.
You know I... Oh. Am I?
Okay. Oh, Lord. Here we go, y'all. Okay, so this is for the people. Our new callers. We do a thing. We do the picks every Thursday. Then we reveal them on Tuesday. Last place, coming in last place, bringing up the rear, Al Huckleberry, 57. That's it.
Oh.
Right behind. That's it. He has six. He got six. Right. Okay. Out of 16. But let me just say this. The Jets and the Eagles, they tied. So we excluding that game.
Right.
And the Cardinals and the Saints game was canceled. So that's not included.
Right.
So then we're down to 14. So he got six right out of 14.
Okay.
Our next player was, loser was Ted. And Ted came in at 9. And then we have we have 3 10, and that's Marcus, Tang, and myself. We all got 10 right. And this is my drum roll, y'all. This is my drum roll. The winner is Kale. At 12.
I hold up, though, y'all. I'm beefing now. We beefing, Tree. Because I didn't hear nothing about that. I should have known it was some reason why you were so quiet about the pick. The last week and the week before you, tell them every I did a pick. I'm getting text messages, everything. Everything. Okay. How many
pick
did I win with?
12 out of 14.
Woo. And then my... If Harbaugh wasn't such a whore, and play his second, his Walmart guy. Yeah.
You would have won that one. You know which one you got wrong?
Yeah, I got Washington wrong, and what else? I don't know the second.
Hold on. The Raiders and the four. Oh, no, wait, you got 11 right. I'm sorry. Because you got, you didn't pick the Cowboys. Oh, you picked the Raiders and the Washington. So you're right, 12. You got 12. So you did, you should have went with my 49ers, and you didn't.
Mm-mm.
And you should have went with the Ravens, and you didn't.
Mm-mm. I probably won't.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what you get for not going with the 49ers. You would have got a perfect game.
But, well, hey,
perfect game.
To win is all I'm after.
I mean, perfect pick. I'm sorry, Lou.
Wow. Still impressive.
To win is all I'm after. You know what I mean? I want to thank the little people.
Wait a minute. Is you doing your speech right now?
Oh, I want to thank
everybody. I can't say.
I want to thank everyone who participated. Is this my man, Tang, right here? What's up, Tang? You with me, Tang?
Carol's calling to find me. Carol's calling to find me. How y'all doing today?
All right.
Hey, Tang. Did you hear I won?
Did you hear I won? Come on, man.
You got 12 out of 14. Great job. But that's the preseason. Remember that.
Yeah.
See, Lou left us early. But he did get three right. But Lou left us early.
Right.
Only three, huh? Mm.
You only did six picks. I mean, you got out of those, you got half right. So you have 50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that was the last one, and I just want you all to know that is my role to get that. That's the start of my role. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? That's the start of my role.
Here we go, y'all.
I'm coming for you. And 57. When 57 won. He won with what? What he had, like five or six wins?
Wait a minute. I'm about to tell you right now.
I recall we didn't pick every game, but he just won the most that week.
Right. Yes. That's what happened.
Oh, okay. Well, 57. Us double-digit winners.
Yeah. I'm glad you're proud of that, Kev. I'm glad you're proud of that, Kev. Let's see what you do in 2 weeks, Kev.
I'm
trying to win a pot.
You know, Classy enjoyed hers when she won. I can't enjoy mine.
Oh, no, enjoy. Enjoy your victories, Kale, because you won't have much time to honor yourself during the regular season. So go right ahead.
Well.
We love you, I swear.
You know,
57 cried on you, man. What you cried for?
Huh?
I said you cried on
you.
What's wrong with you today?
Oh, hey, man, I just didn't hear anything that piqued my interest yet.
Oh, are you over there smoking Marlboro?
What are you waiting for?
Are you over there smoking Marlboro?
I'm always smoking Marlboro.
Tell it true. Tree shut him down early in this show, and he only wanted to. Ain't nothing since
Dream
got on him.
No. She shut you down.
No,
that's what happened.
Done.
I just got tired of the tennis ball going back and forth, so I wanted to get out of the game. I just figured I'd sit back and listen to y'all straighten it out. Move on to another topic, because that ball had been bounced around enough.
telling you, Brian was talking, so you backed out.
Well, you know what they say about senile ass old grown people. They don't know what they're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Bring it, Steve. Bring it.
There you go.
You know. Tang, what y'all going to do with Cam Newton coming to Dallas?
Hey, look, if he come there, I hope the offensive coordinator paying attention to what the 49ers doing and bring him in early nine in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you, because running them two quarterbacks, man, that's going to be something vicious.
I hate that, man. Am I the only one that feels like you throw your quarterback's timing off when you do that?
To me, I believe if you're a football player and you know what you're supposed to do out there, just like how they was going back and forth in preseason, and I know it wasn't regular season, might be a little faster and all that, but I didn't see their timing thrown off. If your timing's thrown off, that's because in the back of your mind you upset about something.
I think it also matters what type of scheme that your team is running, because, I mean, it worked for the Saints for two or three years having two different types of quarterbacks.
That's true.
So, I mean, if you got the mindset where you want to have a throwing game, then it's debatable. But if you're trying to have a quarterback that can run and a quarterback that can throw and they're good at both individual things that they do, then, yeah, it could work having two quarterbacks. And, hey, at the end of the day, honestly, both quarterbacks get a chance to rest during the game where they'll normally be playing the entire game straight through. So it all depends on what type of scheme and what type of plan you have for your team.
Yeah, that's true. But the NFL is a smart and copycat league. And the first thing that they see defeating that two quarterback system, everybody all is going to run that same scheme against that team. So to me, and I don't know, I just don't. It feels to me as if you're going to throw the timing off. You're going to throw, and then you're right, it worked in New Orleans for 2 years, but teams slowly started to realize, okay, when Taysom Hill is in here, he's basically a runner. He's basically a runner. So
hold on. Hill, that he's a completely different animal. He plays several positions.
you can't just stick him
in a running spot.
They had to switch it up and allow him to throw a couple of passes because it was catching defenses off guard, because they were thinking he was going to run, because that was the reputation that he had developed. They had Drew Brees in there to throw, so they didn't need him to throw. So to catch teams off guard, they let Taysom Hill throw now. You know, so I mean, to me, it's because the league is what it is. It doesn't seem right to go back and forth with quarterbacks.
It's not going to seem right to any of us. It's not going to seem right to any of us.
Yeah.
You know why? Because like you said a little while ago, the game is changing. Everything is changing about the game. It used to be.
I know one thing.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut across you, bro. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, now it's becoming a multifaceted sport where people play several different positions as opposed to you getting hired to do this job, you do that job. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now if you can maximize what you already paid for, I'm going to make you catch the ball and throw the ball and run the ball and, you know, need you to get some water for the team, you're going to do that too.
I'm going to do that too. There you go.
But you know what? What I was going to say was, if they put a Drew Brees or a Tom Brady out on the wing or something like that, pretty much we know it and pretty much everybody know, okay, it's a junk play, because you know they ain't going to throw the ball to Tom Brady going down the field. And most likely they ain't going to throw it to Drew Brees. But when they're with the younger quarterbacks coming in, it's easier for them to switch positions. because you know a guy like Jackson in Baltimore can do more than just throw the ball. He can run it also. So then I think that's when it's a benefit. But a Tom Brady, even though he knows everything that's going on the field, he can't do everything out there. And you know when you see him lined up as a wide receiver, this a junk play, so be prepared for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Have you forgotten? We've seen that in a Super
yep.
Bowl. We've seen Tom Brady line up as a receiver and go out four pass, and if he didn't look ridiculous.
Yes, exactly.
You know? So, I mean, I'm with Cliff on the fact that the league is changing, and we don't know what later on it's going to evolve to. We don't even know by the end of this season what it's going to evolve into. But one thing we do know is the direction that it's going. And it's going
right.
in the direction of a multiple position for each player. You know, right tackle, go to left tackle. Right guard, go to left guard. Center, you play left and right guard. You know what I mean? Chase Roullier, for example, with the Washington football team, if they haven't had him playing the whole line so far, I'm telling you, the man has played almost every position along the offensive line. And that is the direction of football. And that's good, you know. I because you can now have more with the same amount. You know what I'm saying? That they've actually found a way to have more with the same number of players that are allowed on each roster. Am I clear to you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also more athletic coming out of college, though. See, that's what's giving everybody the chance to, like you said, maximize whatever they're paying for.
Yep.
If you got a guy that, you know, can run a 4.2, but you got him as, I don't know, a safety, you know what I'm saying? If you know that you can move him up closer to the line, that's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And somebody said it earlier that the NFL is getting younger and then the old guys are getting pushed on out now.
Yeah,
just like basketball.
Yep.
Same way they transition in basketball.
And you can't and listen, we have to understand it's a business at the end of the day. Though we love a player, we admire what he brought to the table, we don't think that he should be cut. Like Cliff said, to these owners, those players are nothing but commodities. Those players are nothing special to them. They're too busy looking for the next best player. So we can't get caught up with, oh, man, this guy meant so much. I liken it to New England. As much as I can't stand some of the things that New England does, you know, when Tom Brady left New England, they had to move on. They had to move on.
They haven't done much.
Look at them now. They found who they believe is the equivalent to Tom Brady. And it's because they let Tom go. And sometimes you have to.
They didn't let Tom go. Tom wanted to go.
I couldn't wait for y'all to finish because I was going to be like, he wanted out.
Yeah, but they didn't put up a fight with him. They didn't put up a fight. And we all know New England, again, we're talking about the team, whoever this was destroyed before the commissioner had a chance to review it. We're talking about New England. If they wanted him to stay, they would have found a way for him to stay. But they let go. They let go. And like with New Orleans, I believe we're going to see a completely different team. I'm not going to jump out there and say they're going to win the NFC you know, all together. Now, that NFC South, I think that's
No, we got the NFC. Just let them have the South. We have the NFC. Let's end of the conversation.
You know what?
NFC what? NFC what? East, West?
Yeah,
NFC what?
NFC, period. We got the whole NFC this year.
No,
I'm putting it out
sir.
There.
Sorry.
You have said we several times, but you have not said who we are. Who's
Thank
we?
Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
That's the Green Bay Packers, sir. Green Bay
oh,
Packers.
Get out of here, man.
Hello?
Yeah, I figured it was, but I had to hear you say it instead of just keep claiming we.
Oh, you know you didn't have to ask any questions. Come on, man.
Yeah, because he threw Jordan Love out there to you.
Tell me
nothing.
Tell me nothing at all. But I like how you you know come in here on that entire private eye, try to sneak your way in, come with this Green Bay talk all the time. You know, now,
Green Bay,
y'all better listen.
I know Green Bay hates the 49ers.
But you know what? Green Bay trying to be another. They trying to be another New England. They trying to do their quarterback.
We already passed that stage. We paid for Jordan Love, the worst decision ever in football history. But that's for another conversation.
Y'all need to get one owner. It's like 15 of them owners down there. Y'all need a group.
Yeah.
You said what?
Well, that one little city. One little city.
That was a group decision, you know?
It was a group decision.
What was a group decision?
Do y'all all share the same false tooth down there in Green Bay?
You said, what was a group decision? Jordan Love, is that what you're saying?
Jordan Love.
Everything y'all do is a group decision.
No, it wasn't a group decision. I wasn't called. Aaron wasn't called. It was a lot of people that wasn't on that phone call.
I think Aaron was called.
Well, I can speak for me and Aaron and tell you we weren't called or contacted by anybody or our agent.
Aaron wasn't called even. He did not
just say I can speak for me and Aaron.
Yes, he did. I ain't mad at the man. Shoot.
Yeah,
I ain't getting no call either. Cliff, St. Fran ain't called me either, but I approve all the stuff they doing, though.
Yeah,
well, St. Fran's a different thing. That's a different beast. They had to make the move that they made.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Kirby, man.
We didn't have to make a move. We just made a move just because we thought something, and you saw how that went.
Right, yeah.
And then you ended up with a problem where you got somebody who can't play, then you got somebody who's an MVP. So what do you do?
These players are getting older, y'all. They're getting older, man. And this is what you do. You have to find younger. You have to move on, you know, and it's not that the team isn't dedicated or the team isn't doing the right thing for the team or the wrong thing to the player. It's just business. It's just a business. You know what I'm saying? Case in point, when I went to North Carolina, we went fishing, right? We got bait, and we was using live bait. And some of the live bait was dying before we could get it out and fish with it. So we just, you know, it's older. We just threw it over and fed the fish with it because it was no longer useful to us. So we just got rid of it that way. And this is how the NFL teams are handling their business when it comes to the Aaron Rodgers and you know, Drew Brees and these older guys in the league. Hell, I'm not even hearing anything about my man that used to play with the Chargers, Phillip Rivers. We're not even hearing anything about
Phillip Rivers.
You know? So
Phillip Rivers,
I mean,
retired, man.
That's
Phillip Rivers retired. What you
retired
want to hear about?
2-3 years ago.
Yeah, what you want to hear about?
I can't move for this.
He raising his eight kids.
Yeah, he do got about eight kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he do. Tony Dungy got a lot of kids like that too. But we ain't talking about him right now. But I do understand what you're saying.
Right.
Cliff,
I do.
Cliff, you funny. You are funny. Thanks, Mima. Thank you, baby. Cliff, you a Bama, yeah? He is a Bama. You know what? We're going to take a quick break, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm all off. I got thrown off here for a minute. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Tony, be ready to come when we come back, man.
Yeah.
$1 million check it somebody else's spot. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, ma'am. Yes, you did. Tank, I had to bring you in. I seen you came back, my man. Do you really think, and I want an honest answer here, Tank, do you think Dallas is better or for the worse for not playing back at all this preseason?
Oh, man, I don't think it's ain't nothing. I mean, I wanted to see him, but I don't think it's going to be for the worse. Nah.
Mm. No, it's going to be better
by not seeing him, but it ain't going to be definitely ain't going to be for the worse. Nah.
So you okay with no? I mean, even when you guys practice with the other team, you know, you think it's okay? I mean, he's had no live reps in 10 months. He's had no live reps, man.
Guess what?
What?
He's going to have a live rep in about a week and 2 days. And then we all going to talk about it. I'm not worried about it. I didn't wash that up under the table when I knew he wasn't going to play that last game. So I'm not. I wasn't nothing I can do about that. But he better be out there for that first game against Tampa.
I hear you. understand quarterbacks or players receiving limited reps, but no reps at all. I'm sorry, that just makes me a little leery, man. This makes me a little leery. I mean, we all know the only way you can prepare for football is to play football.
He's been playing on hard knocks.
I haven't either. And the funny thing about it, I'm normally geeking for Hard Knocks. I'm normally geeking for it, and I haven't watched it. You know what I mean? And Treece, I'm talking about reps with live ammunition coming at you. He hasn't had any reps with live ammo coming at
him. So we already know what Dak will give you, though, man. Dak going to go out there and ball hard, man, 150% every time. So we ain't worried about it.
Who's we? I'm not worried about him at all.
I'm talking about the Cowboy Nation. You don't know how many people in here listen to it might be a Cowboy fan.
Not many.
They still hire Cowboys fans?
Hey,
exactly.
Oh, my God.
You got two of them on here, Cliff.
We everywhere. Come on, now.
Tell them again, bro.
We everywhere, man.
Man. Hey, 57. I was asked to ask you, how do you feel about your boy Roethlisberger losing to Haskins. Haskins taking over that Pittsburgh job.
That's never going to happen, so I ain't even worried about that.
You think it's never going to happen?
Never going to happen.
Haskins getting out there this year.
Tell Debo he need to get out of the parking lot. He's too many fumes.
I see.
How you doing with Debo? That was a Debo type of question, yeah.
Yes, it was. Hey, look, Debo. I could tell you was reading anyway.
Yeah, I was. Because he told me, you know, Roethlisberger get ready to lose his job to Haskins, man. You know, and I'm like,
it's gonna be his last year anyway.
If we'll send Haskins there back down here to y'all, he's ready for football now.
We are.
I think it's going to be his last year.
Yeah.
Not that I'm hoping for that, but everything indicates that this is going to be the last year for Big Ben.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be his last year. I think it's going to be. That's why we're going to go ahead and go out. Give him a Super Bowl on the way out and be done with it.
Well,
the same way
I
he came in. He gonna go out the same way he came in, win the Super Bowl.
Well, 57. The thing is that I don't think he wanted to go out the way the season ended for him last year and whatnot. So I think, you know, this is like, well, I want to go out with a bang. I want to go out to be maybe a winner. I don't want to end like I did last year. So that's why he probably wanted to come back.
Yeah, because he renegotiated his contract, you know. So that's just say he wanted to end his career as a Steeler, you know. So, and I agree with you. This is probably his last year right here.
Yeah. So you're expecting Haskins to take over.
What?
You're expecting Haskins to take over.
Haskins is not going to be the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not this year and not next year.
What are you talking about, Jordan Love, then?
No, they're talking about Haskins now.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you don't want Haskins, who you want, Jordan Love?
I don't want none of them. I don't want neither one of them. I didn't want Haskins, but since we got him, he part of the team. If he makes the team, he's part of the team. But as far as what I wanted, I didn't want neither one of them. I didn't even know who Jordan Love was until he came to Green Bay.
We all did.
Oh, okay.
Nobody knew who Jordan Love was.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
I knew who Haskins was. I had seen him play. Like Jordan Love, I had never seen him play a damn.
Not a damn? He's been
not
damn.
One.
Well, let's switch lanes real quick and talk about a quarterback we've all seen play, Mr. Deshaun Watson. And I'm reading rumors that Miami is after him. I mean, to the point where, and Miami has the assets that Houston wants. I believe it's too much. Two number ones, two number twos, plus a player. That's a little too much for any player. I'm sorry,
yeah.
You know, that's just the way I feel about it. But to the Houston Texans, that's what it's going to cost to pry Deshaun Watson away. Now, I want to ask you all, where do you see a good fit for Watson, if not Miami? Where do you see a good fit for?
Anywhere. Deshaun Watson anywhere.
The Cardinals,
yeah.
Washington, anybody.
Yeah, he came. We all know where he's going to end up. He's going to end up with the football team.
Well, the Texans looking at Cam too, so maybe they will be willing to get rid of Watson.
Yeah,
that's true. But I think Watson will be there. He just gonna
I
be
do
on
two,
the bench.
Three.
Yeah.
Even
I mean,
though I think that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Why would
you pay all that money
and put him on
noise.
The bench?
But you made all this noise, all this fake accusations against him. You did all this fake foolery and then all this foolishness that you did throughout the off season, trying to get this man in all kind of trouble. And then now you talking about you don't want him. He don't want you. Ben didn't want y'all. He Ben didn't want y'all. So y'all can just remember what he said. He didn't want y'all, and it kept it moving.
And that's the case. They want him.
They do.
He don't want them.
Right.
He doesn't want them. And guess what? Sitting on the bench, they still have to pay him. So Watson is looking like, you know, he like flipping.
Winner.
That's what
winner, 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 chicken dinner.
That's what, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I'll take my steak with some salt. Matter of fact, I'm going to get a massage after this day.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I'm going to get a massage, and I need two females. I need one on this leg and one on that leg. Keep it moving.
Right. And another subject I want to approach before we get off here. I don't know if any of you watch the Washington game like I did, but it was sad to see those men on the sideline dancing like they were. It was sad to me to see that.
Yeah.
You know?
They weren't very good either.
Yeah, they weren't. I mean, for real,
I could answer
like they got, it looked like they got Pookie in them from around the way, and Pookie and them decided to dance or entertain the crowd.
So the Redskins chilling?
Dwayne Haskins would have fit in good with that. Dwayne Haskins would have fit in good with that one.
The Super Bowl shuffle.
You know?
Who's the Redskins chilling?
The Super Bowl shuffle.
703, you or Gail's quarter with Gail and Lady C. 677, that's your first number. Come on, let us know who you are.
Hi, how's everybody doing? This is Rasul McGee.
Hey,
what's your name again?
Rasul.
Rasul, how are
brother?
You?
I'm good. How you doing?
Are we doing all right, good? All right. We talking about Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. But
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What team are you with?
The Washington football team.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Then. Washington football team.
A whole lot of these people popping up.
Okay. Kale got all his cousins calling there.
Yep. Hey. Here's a dollar. Just say you're part of the Washington team. I'll give you a dollar.
Ice, baby. Come on, Ronald. What you want to say, bro?
No, I just, I think, you know, defensive-wise, we have a really good defense. I think our linebacker core is solid. Our front four is solid. Our defensive ends are exceptional. The DB section and safety and free safety is run off the charts. Offensive-wide,
How about your QB?
How about my TV?
Your QB, quarterback.
QB.
Not the TV.
I'm sorry. Our QB situation right now is, well, it's need to be continued because this is the first season under under this quarterback who's going to be controlling the offense. We shall see. I mean, is he going to be the quarterback of the former Miami Dolphins, or he's going to be the quarterback of the Jets? So I don't know who we're going to get during the season, depending on what type of defense the opposing defense gives us. So that should be seen. Now, I feel like Taylor Heinicke should have got the nod because of what he performed in the two
right.
Preseason games. He looks pretty solid. But as for you know, Fitzpatrick, he looked iffy. His feet work was, you know, scarce. He threw into triple coverage while in the first preseason game against the Patriots, he should have threw it at the top. Cam Sims would have had a touchdown. You know, that would have looked good on his resume, but apparently he thought throwing in triple coverage was to show his arm strength. You know, there's so many critiques that I can give you about these, you know, two preseason games, but it's not going to do any justice because we'll just wait and see what the season brings us.
I agree.
I concur. Absolutely everything from the markings of the defensive line, the secondary, and everything. Our defense, I'm not concerned with at all because those dudes are monsters. I'm more worried about our offense. I'm more concerned with our offense because I too saw Fitzpatrick throwing in the double coverage and getting happy with the ball. Taylor Heinicke was the best quarterback that we had this preseason. And I'm going to pause there and say Taylor Heinicke was the best option that we had last year when we were in the playoffs. He played a hell of a game against Tampa Bay. Washington was the only team that really gave Tampa Bay a hard time last season. And Taylor Heinicke, that quarterback, was the reason. So I think Heinicke has done enough to have the nod and to be the starting quarterback. I mean, that's just me, you know. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Yeah. But I don't think I am. I think that young man deserves that opportunity.
I totally agree with you in that sense. I think Taylor Heinicke has proven himself not just in the regular season of last year, this preseason this year, He had, I think, 108 passing yards against, you know, the Patriots. He had three red zone draws that could have potentially gave us, you know, the win. I think what Ron Rivera was doing was building up his confidence even more. But he didn't need to because Tyler Heinicke knows the offense front and back. He's been a year under the system. Give him the rank. Now that we have Fitzpatrick, it takes 2 years for you to really know the playbook. He really doesn't know the playbook. So you're giving him probably, I'm just going to estimate the percentage. You're giving him 45% of the playbook to go out and execute, knowing that it takes 2 years for you to get at least 70%, and another year to get 80. So right now we're actually gambling. We're gambling away the season, where they just gave us another week, 18 weeks straight of football. You know, I asked for the, you know, I'd rather, you know, I think most of the, you know, the nation who loves football prayed for another game to be added on to the regular 17-week season. And we finally got it. Now you want to give it away by gambling on Fitzpatrick? I don't see it. I just don't.
So you don't think Fitzpatrick is a good fit for the Washington football team?
I think, no, that's a good question. What I like is his arm strength and his ability to fight for another down. What I'm not 100% sold on is his ability to know the playbook 45% and then push him out there and say, go execute. Knowing that he leads the nation in INTs, we don't need that. We got Daniel Jones in the division who can actually do that for the NFC East. We got that already. We don't need to have it on our team. We need somebody with moxie. You know, that's Taylor Heinicke, who can actually go, you know what? I'm gonna extend the play, and I'm gonna get that extra, you know, 5 yards to get that first down. Now, Fitzpatrick can do that, but he could also throw on a bootleg. But sometimes that throw on the bootleg can lead into a pick six. And that's what I'm more concerned about than anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can help with that.
I agree.
But that's a very important part about being a quarterback is your decision-making ability.
Yeah, but
like you just stated, what's his name, Heinicke?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he proved everything he needed to prove in those last few games of last year. So I think he should have got the nod as the starting quarterback. And I seldomly say anything good about the Redskins, but for the football team, I'm sorry.
But that goes to show what I was telling you about the loyalty and all that kind of stuff. Like, they not loyal. Them teams not loyal. Like, he should have gotten the starting job. He should get that. They should not be bringing some outside people in to start. And I'm right here. I'm right here. What y'all want me to do? Flip on the top of my head? I'm right here.
Well, see, the thing about that is that another point. That's a good point. Here's what the actual thinking was of bringing Fitzpatrick in. They saw Dak Prescott, Daniel Jones, and potentially Minuski, who's being traded to the Eagles now, as a potential threat. And they believe that Heinicke's ability to scramble is going to be foreshadowed based on these three quarterbacks who are coming in to the East. So they said, you know what, who can we get to balance all of this in the East? Well, let's go with Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick was electrifying. His Fitz magic, quote unquote, was electrifying. It brought people from out of the blue into the stands to see him throw. So they could bring, you know, the Washington football team fans back into the seats to see him play. But what they forget is that they were already in the seats watching TV of Antonio Gibson run amok against Dallas, 41 points. They saw that, you know, Logan Thompson catching the football against the Eagles in the last minute of the season, torching them. They saw Taylor Heineke put on a show against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. So the seats were already there, but they were not in the stands, but they were at home. So the televised games that was being seen, that was watching football fans just looking upon him like, yo, this is the guy. This is the guy on the center that's going to take us to where we need to be. Now what they want to do is, so solidify the quarterback's position by bringing Fitzpatrick. His INTs is what's bothering me. And that's literally, I'll go back to it every single time. It's like looking at, and I hate bringing this quarterback in, it's like looking at Tony Banks. It's like Tony Banks used to be a quarterback of the Rams, and he was led by INTs.
Let me say this. A lot of Fitzpatrick INT, it's about his confidence. It's about him believing that he can fit a ball anywhere at any time. And quarterbacks need that. You need that. There's going to be some knocks with his success. All we can hope for is that he has more success than bring us stress. You know what I'm saying? So I'm okay with it. The thing about it, we have a defense that can balance things out. We have a defense that can, Fitzpatrick gave y'all the ball, our defense is going to take it right back. Now, if you're talking about a situation where Fitzpatrick has given up 3-4 interceptions or 3-4 takeaways back to back to back to back, yeah, now I'm upset. Now I'm worried about it. You know, now I'm calling for his job. But I just, that if we finally have a quarterback who's going to look 20, 30 yards down the field, instead of that duck and doink stuff that we've grown used to, instead of that dink and doink stuff that we've grown accustomed to, that we have been forced to accept from our team for years. Now we got somebody, we got a receiver who will go downfield and catch that deep ball, and we have a quarterback who will throw it. I can't complain about that. I can't complain about that at all.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I totally agree with what you said. You know, I just feel like if you want to gamble with the season, you don't pick. That's like going out and getting run back playing a quarterback. And you want to, like, let's try him out. Let's see what he can do. But you know that the season hasn't really started, and you want to try game one and see if this running back / quarterback can actually throw. And then you look at his stats, and it's 0-0-0. So you're telling me you're going to gamble with this quarterback / running back, while you know that Dallas, Giants, Eagles look horrible in the preseason. Dallas look horrible in the preseason. And Giants look okay, but they do more INTs in the preseason. You think you're just going to get in there with a running back / quarterback and see him throw? You're going to cringe every single time you hear 1st and 10. And you're just going to wait. So, yeah, it's kind of frustrating looking at this from the outside in going, you know, is he going to throw an INT? Whoa, whoa, that was too close. You know,
well,
you got pretty good wide receivers.
I already cringe every time Dustin Hopkins comes in to kick. And why didn't see him on the release list today? It kind of upsets me to a point because I'm like, yo, how many years are we going to allow this guy to not do his job? He comes into the regular
right.
season and he's missing kicks.
Right.
So now you guys are going to have to scramble and try to find someone to replace him when you had adequate time this offseason. He should be gone.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Right. No, you're absolutely right.
I did my job as poorly as Dustin Hopkins does his job and remain employed. I mean, come on, man.
Okay, yeah, I totally agree with you. I think his accuracy is experientially diminished over the years. Remember, he was a Jay Gruden recruit. He should have left him. Yeah, sure, you're absolutely right. I think there was a game where he kicked a 30-yarder and it went wide left. And they kept saying that, oh, he had a leg injury. You know, it'll be good next year. I don't think you should retain your job if you miss a 30-yarder. A 30-yarder is easy. You know, a 50-yarder is difficult. I get that if you miss the 50-yarder. I'm not gonna cut you. But a 30-yarder or 25-yarder, and you telling me you miss it, wide left, yeah, you definitely need to leave. I don't want you on my team. And that's what an offensive and he had multiple choices. I mean, he had multiple times to correct that mistake. He had this preseason game. He had OTAs. He had scrimmages. Matter of fact, he had more than enough. He had last year and this year to correct any mistake that he had. Now, you telling me you missed a 25-yarder, 35-yarder, 38. Okay, you're telling me you don't want to be with the team. You're telling me that you lost your job. You want to be in retirement. I'll be like, fine, we can retire you. We can hang your jersey up on the Ring of Honor. We can cut you.
You know.
And I. Go ahead.
No. I was just gonna. We gotta go, guys. We got this time to wrap up the show. We appreciate everyone, all the calls and all of the participation here, man. You guys have made it great. And be sure to remember, Thursday, 5 p.m., we do it all again. Miss Treese, you ready, baby?
I am. I wanted to say to all the newcomers and all the oldcomers and to all the current people that call in, we want to say thank you and bless you and be safe. We want to also say tell a friend that we're here on Kale's Corner from Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And get ready for the picks, you guys. The picks are going in, and they have to be in by Thursday, 7 p.m. And I'm going to give y'all my Cash App, Kale. It's $MAMABOSS5. That's $MAMABOSS5. That's my Cash App. So y'all know the game is starting in 10 days. So we're going to see y'all right back here on Thursday at 5 p.m. I love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Hug and love somebody, you guys. Love you. Peace.
I'm at 563-999-3782. I can't say anything more than my co-host has said. Hey, we love you guys. You guys make this show what it is. We ask you to continue to make this show what it is. We're going to continue to bring the product the best we can. Hey, love somebody. Y'all have a great 2 days, and we'll see you on Thursday.
these streets raise me crazy. Product of my environment, nothing can save me. Thanks for letting me bloom, for your wisdom, for your womb, for the roof over my head, for my shoes, for my bed. For the most important lesson in life was when you said, strive for what you believe in, set goals and you can achieve them. Thanks for the days you kept me breathing, when my asthma was bad and my chest was weaving. Thanks for the look of love just as I was leaving. On nights you thought I wouldn't come back, that left you grieving. Thanks for holding down the household when times was bad. As a man, I apologize for my dad. When the rent was due, you would hustle like a pimp would do. That wasn't a life meant for you. You're a queen, you deserve the cream. Everything that gleams, everything that shines, everything that's mine. And your dad, don't look back if you fall and you feeling bad. I'm right there from your cut to when you peeling the scab. If it comes a time and you ain't feeling your real dad, put my face on his body. Don't wait for nobody, don't follow no, that's hope, man. Stand on your own too, do yo, man. The world is yours. Some girls are nice, some girls are, don't listen to your crew, do what works for you. Standing back from situations gives you the perfect view. You see the snakes in the grass, then you wait on it. Bite your tongue for no one, and whatever is said, take it how they want. A closed mouth don't get fed. You know my number when it's cold red. If you wrong, my you're my nephew. We get it on, my lord.
Of my dates tonight.